We're standing beside the statue of Robert Burns in George Square, surrounded by memorials to famous Scots, and we're right here in the heart of the city. To the east, we can see the splendid-looking city chambers, home to Glasgow City Council, which has been here for well over a century. It was built at a time when Glasgow was known as the second city of the British Empire, which explains the Victorian grandeur. In fact, the building was officially opened by Queen Victoria in 1888. But the square, named after George III, has often been a meeting place for rebels, riots and revolutionaries, as well as ceremonies and celebrations. These days, it's more likely to be the scene of street parties, concerts and film locations. You might even catch sight of the odd zombie left behind by Brad Pitt. He shot some of the movie World War Z here, Glasgow doubling for Philadelphia. Talking of riots, the city council briefly considered moving the Victorian statues elsewhere as part of a short-lived plan to renovate the square for the 2014 Commonwealth Games. That plan was abandoned after public protests and petitions to keep the statues where they are, even if most people couldn't actually name them. But everybody knows Robbie Burns. Scotland's national poet is famous all over the world, and not just as a poet. Burns not only wrote songs, he collected, revised and adapted hundreds of folk songs from across Scotland. He's still inspiring romantics, revolutionaries and musicians with songs like A Red Red Rose, A Man's a Man for A' That, and A Fond Kiss. Now, let's make our way to the old Fruit Market venue, which is part of Glasgow City Halls. Facing Robbie Burns, turn to your right and walk towards the City Chambers. At the end of George Square, turn right to face Jamie's Italian Restaurant. Then cross the street at the traffic lights and stop at the corner with South Frederick Street. I'll meet you there. Standing on the southeast corner of George Square, cross over the road with Jamie Oliver's Italian Restaurant on your right.